Today, Shem Sechta Nazir Daf Mem Vav. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach at Daf Mem Hei Am Beis at the Mishnah at the bottom of the Amid. Hamivash to Shlomim. The Gemara, the Mishnah describes that they used to cook the Kavim Shlomim or Shulkin. The or would cook them. The Mefarish says that he would cook them Mavush L'Yofa. He would overcook them. Other Rishonim usually explain the word Shulkin means that they undercooked it. Here, Tysus explains, it must be that he overcooked it because that he undercooked it, because if he overcooked it, what's the point? Once he cooked it, he did what he has to do. Moreover, the Achronim point out that even though normally a Korban Shlomim may be roasted, it doesn't have to be cooked. The Shalmi Nazar must be cooked. Going back to something that we discussed in our previous year, in the pasuk we learned that the gravy, the sauce in which the Korban Shlomim is cooked, we learned in our previous year, is then used to mix with the hair as they burn it under the fire. So if you're going to roast them, you're not going to have that kind of liquid. So obviously here the halacha requires that they be cooked. Hakayin Neitlas is Roya. Says the Mishnah, the Kayin takes the foreleg of the animal, Bishela, that's cooked, min ayil, from the ayil that was brought as a Korban Shlomim. V'chala achas min asal. The Nazir has to bring matzahs, so he takes out one matzah from that basket. Rekik matzah achas, and he takes one of the rekikin. V'noisen al kape hanazir, and the Kohen puts all of these different foods on the hands, on the palm of the Nazir, menifan, and like that they're raised up. Menifan means that it has to be raised up and down, back and forth. V'akach, and after all of these procedures are completed, huta nazir lishta shayin l'tamil l'meisim, made a Nazir drink wine and be metam l'meisim, he's over. The Brisker Rav says that when the Mishnah says that you have to take one matzah out of the bag, it's not that there's a special halacha besides that you have to take sal matzah achas in order to perform the tenufa. But the Brisker Rav says that there's another element here. And that other element that's required, says the Rav, is that it should be specifically removed from the basket. That's the only way that you could fulfill the mitzvah. And as I saw, the Brisker Rav says that even if it isn't in the basket, the halacha is it should be put in the basket in order to be able to take it out of the basket. Rav Shimon says that the halachas of the Nazir do not remain on him until all the procedure is finished. However, rather, kivin shenizrikalov echad min adamim, if one of the kabbanis, of the blood of that carbon was put on the Nazir, at that point, huta Nazir lishta shayin u'tamim mesim, the Nazir is ready to drink wine and be matam l'mesim. The Yerushalmi quotes the opinion of Yochanan that even though our Mishnah just said that as soon as one of the blood of one of the kabbanis was sprinkled, the halacha is that the halacha of Naziris is removed, but says the Rabbi Yochanan, there's still a mitzvah saseh of Acha Yishta Nazir Yayin. And that mitzvah saseh of Acha Yishta Nazir Yayin comes to teach us that there's a mitzvah saseh that the Nazir should finish all of the procedures, and only after the Nazir finishes all of the procedures, then and only then should he be allowed to drink wine and become tameh, etc. Tana Rabbanan, the pasuk that describes what happens after the Nazir finishes his entire procedure says v'achle yishta Nazir yayin acha ma'isim kulam divrei Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar's opinion is that only after everything is completed, all of the procedures are completed, at that point can he drink wine. But prior to that, the halacha is he's not allowed to drink until he does everything, that he's not allowed to drink his wine or become or do what a nozer is not allowed to do. Even if after one of the kabonis of the nozer was brought, that is enough, say the Rabbanan, that he could resume not to have to follow all the halachas of Naziris. And it's so a beautiful word from the Al-Sheikh that explains V'acha yishta nozer yayin. He says there's an inherent difficulty with this pasuk. The pasuk says V'acha yishta nozer yayin. But if he's not, if now he's allowed to drink wine, then obviously he's no longer a nozer. So why does the pasuk call him V'acha yishta nozer yayin, that at this point he's allowed to drink wine? Says the Al-Sheikh, if an individual was a nozer, but the naziris did not have any lasting effect on him, that he was a nozer and now he goes back to where he was, then it's not adequate. The pasuk is teaching us that after this person experienced being a nozer, v'acha yishta, now he's back to normal life, but still, he still has a nozer. The fact that he was once a nozer should remain and have an influence on him forever. Says the Gemara, my tamay drabonim. The pasuk seems to say that the nozer has to go through all of the procedures and then he may drink wine. From here it seems that the Rabbanan, however, say as soon as he does just one of the procedures, one of the kabbanas has rikas adam, he could drink wine. Where did Rabbanan take this opinion from? Says the Gemara, k'siv hocha. It says here regarding the nozer, v'acha yishta nozer yayin, v'ksiv hosom, another after acha taglachte es nizroi, the chum learn agzer shava, acha acha. Ma hosom, acha masi yichidi, after the taglachas, afkan, afa masi yichidi, the zrikas adam alone allows him to drink the wine. But ask the Gemara, how do we know that the posik is coming to teach us that even just one act allows him to do anything? Maybe he has to bring all the kabbanas. The pasuk says, "Acha es galchas nizroi." Doesn't it mean all the kabbanas? Answers the Gemara, "Ihachi." If that's the way to learn, "Gzeri shava lamali." Here we're learning "Gzeri shava." The word "acha acha." The "Gzeri shava" is obviously coming to teach us something. It's coming to teach us that even after just one carbon was brought, even though there's rikas dam only of one of the kabbanas, at that point, he's allowed to drink wine and allowed to become tamei. So as we've been learning in our shiur today, the halacha is that the rabbanan hold that as soon as one of the kabbanas is brought, the halacha is he's allowed to drink wine and become tamei. It's interesting that when the Rambam brings down this halacha, the Rambam says that if another offered his kabbanas but did not shave his head, his taglachas is not ma'akev, and he may drink wine and come in contact with a corpse. But, the Rambam says, he has to wait till after night. Ask the Radvaz, why does the Rambam have to wait till the night? If he holds that the taglachas is mat ma'akev, he should be able to drink wine as soon as he brings his kabbanas, says the Brisk Rav, quoting the Yerushalmi that we learned before, that indeed the mitzvahs loisasei of yayin lo yishter, of tal lo yaval roishoy, leave the nozer the moment he brought one of the kabbanas, as the Rabbanan just taught us. But as we learned, there's still a mitzvah sasei that we learn from the pasuk of achle yishter yayin, that he has to do the entire procedure in order to be able to drink wine. So says the Brisk Rav, that l'chatchila, the mitzvah of taglachas, should be also done on the day the kabbanas are brought, because, as we've been learning, the hair is supposed to be burnt with the carbon shlamim. So the mitzvahs say to conclude the entire procedure prior to drinking wine, says the Brisk Rav, that mitzvahs say that we've been quoting from the Yerushalmi only applies until the end of the day. So therefore, the Rambam is very understandable. Till the end of the day, we should not let him drink wine, because you want him to do the mitzvah saseh, and the mitzvah saseh tells us that he should wait till he should do everything. But once the night comes and he hasn't done everything, he no longer will ever be able to fulfill the mitzvah saseh. The mitzvah saseh expires, says the Brisker Rav in explaining the opinion of the Rambam, at night. And therefore, if night comes, even though he hasn't done everything, there's no point in waiting anymore to be able to fulfill the mitzvah saseh, because he won't be able to fulfill it anymore anyway. And that's why the Rambam says that at that point, he could drink wine even if he didn't take a haircut. Amar Rav, Tanufa b'nozer ma'kefes. We learned in our Mishnah that the Nazar has to go through a Tanufa procedure. Says Rav that Tanufa is essential. Ask the Gemara, leave the man. Rav who made this statement, whose opinion was he referring to? Ilay Mali the Rabbanon, if we can say he's following the opinion of Rabbanon, we don't understand. Taglachas, we're talking about the Taglachas, which is part of the Nazar leaving his Naziris, having this haircut. Am Rabbanon, Loi Makva, we've learned that the Rabbanon's opinion is that that doesn't hold up him from becoming, that from him leaving the Naziris. Because we keep on learning that according to the Rabbanon, as soon as one carbon is brought, he's no longer a Nazir. Tanufa, which is certainly less, and as we're going to see, the Tanufa is always considered less of an act that's essential. How can we suggest Tanufa Meboye? How can we say that the Tanufa is going to be essential? Says, I'll leave it to Rebbe Lezer. That Rebbe Lezer, we've been learning, it says that the Nazir is only allowed to drink wine after all of the Kabbanis were brought. Says the Gemara, that the Tanufa is Ma'akif. Ask the Gemara, Pshita. That's been the opinion that we've been learning of Rebbe Lezer. Ha'amar Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer has been teaching us throughout our shir that Acha Ma'isim Kulam, that the Nazir is only qualified to drink wine, Nazir is only permitted to drink wine after he did all of his procedures. So what's Rav coming to teach us that isn't obvious? Answers the Gemara, Ma'adatayma. Since whenever a tanufa is performed, shiori mitzvahi, the halacha is that the tanufa is not considered absolutely essential. That means whenever the Torah tells somebody to bring a carbon and tells him to bring with the carbon to do tanufa, the halacha is that the tanufa is not going to hold up the kapara. So since we've learned that the tanufa is not so absolutely essential, it's always shiori mitzvahi. Therefore, here too we should think that loy ta'akif, that even though Rebbe Lezer is teaching us that we have to do everything before the Nazir could drink wine, maybe tanufa is different, and because you could have a kapara without a tanufa, kamash malon, that's what Rav's teaching us, that's a halacha in all other kabbanas. But when we speak about the Nazir, and as the Rishonim point out, the pasuk says zois toiras ha-nazir, to teach us that every element, according to Rebbe Lezer, every element of the Nazir's procedure is absolutely essential. Ask the Gemara, Amim Akva, can we indeed hold that the Tanufa is so absolutely essential? For Tanya, the Braisa says, Zois Torah HaNazir. And the Torah is saying that this is the Halacha for all Nazirim. Bein Sheyesh LeKapayim, whether it's a Nazir who has hands, Bein Sheyen LeKapayim, or Nebuch, he's a Nazir who doesn't have hands. And the Gemara is assuming that the Braisa is teaching us that just like a Nazir who doesn't have hands, the Tanufa is not essential, because otherwise how could he ever finish his Naziris? So too, even if Baruch Hashem, he does have hands, the halacha will be that the Tanufa is not essential. So now the question is, how will Rav understand this halacha, where Rav just taught us that the Tanufa is Ma'akev? So of course the Rishonim say, or Rishonim ask, that the Braisa maybe is following the opinion of the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon, clearly we've learned, hold that the Tanufa is not essential. What we've been saying is the Rav who said that the Tanufa is essential is following the opinion of Rebbe Lezer. And this Braisa represents the opinion of the Rabbanon, not of the of Rebbe Lezer. So the Rishonim answer that we don't need Zoyis, the Braisa must be following the opinion of Rebbe Lezer, because the Rabbanon had a Gzeira Shava. What did we say was the basis for the Rabbona, for Rabbi Elazar not agreeing, because he said there's a pasuk of Zois Tyrus HaNazir. But this Zois Tyrus HaNazir, the Braisa, which is quoting, which is the pasuk, which is the basis of Rabbi Elazar's opinion, also holds that even though Zois Tyrus HaNazir, the Braisa is teaching us that the Tanufa is not absolutely essential. So we see that we can't learn that this Braisa is ostensibly following the opinion of Rabbi Elazar and still telling us, not like Rav, that the Tanufa is not absolutely essential. Ask the Gemara if that's the way you're going to learn. That we're going to say that since a Nazir who doesn't have hands doesn't have to have Tanufa, so too will be the halacha by a Nazir who does have hands. Hadatanya, there's another Braisa. The Braisa says, Zois Tyrus HaNazir, Ben Sheyesh Lesar, Ben Sheyesh Lesar. The Braisa is teaching us that both a Nazir who has hair or the Nazir who doesn't have hair, the halacha you're going to say is that Hachanami are going to say that just like the Nazir who doesn't have to, who doesn't have hair doesn't need to have the haircut, Hachanami will say that the Nazir who does have hair, Loi Ma'akva, the hair is not, the haircut is not essential. Ask the Gemara, Tanya, have we not learned the Braisa, Nazir Mamurut? Mamurut means clean. That means he's bald, he has no hair. B'shamarim ain't sarach lahavatar al roishoy. He doesn't have to do a haircut. We'll see in a moment what this means. B'shamarim, sarach lahavatar al roishoy. He does have to do a haircut. Vam Ravina, my in it sarach l'b'shamay. What did the Beis Shammai mean when he doesn't have to do a haircut? What he meant was, Ein Tzaruch doesn't mean that he doesn't have to do a haircut. Rather, what it means is, Ein Lo Takana, that this Nazir who doesn't have any hair can't have a haircut. And therefore, what it means is, the haircut won't help any. Since he has no hair, the haircut will be useless, and therefore, he will not be able to fulfill the Taglachas. And if Rabbi Elazar is telling us, throughout our shir, that taglachas makevis, that the haircut is absolutely essential. According to Beis Shammai, this nazir will remain a nazir forever. The Rabbanan who hold that ain't taglachas makevis, who hold that the haircut is not absolutely essential, they'll hold as soon as one of the kabbonis were brought, it'll be good enough. Hala Beis Hillel. But what do we see from here? According to Beis Hillel, yesh lo takana, that he has to do whatever he can, he has to do whatever he can in terms of shaving his head, even though he doesn't have any haircut. And again, the way the Rishonim applying, the Rosh explains, according to Beis Hillel, according to Chachamim, the Taglachas is not ma'akev. Since the Taglachas is not ma'akev, so we don't have to do anything, we just have to bring a carbon. According to Rav Elazar, who says the Taglachas is absolutely essential, the way we'll understand was that this Nazir, even though he's bald and he has no hair, has to go through, according to Rabbi Elazar, the procedure of having a haircut. And then he'll be able to go through the procedure of having a haircut, even though it doesn't accomplish anything. And then he'll be no longer a Nazir. So the previous Braisa that learned that a person who doesn't have hands can't do Tanufa, and therefore the same halacha should be regarding somebody who does have hands, the Braisa says that differently. And the Braisa is saying that according to Beis Hillel, since somebody who has hair has to go through a haircut, so too, somebody who doesn't have hair, even though, as we keep on repeating, it doesn't accomplish much, has to go a haircut. And therefore, suggests the Gemara, that should be the same way to learn the previous Braisa. From the Braisa that we're learning about haircut, we should understand the Braisa regarding Tanufa, and that the Braisa is teaching us that somebody who can't do Tanufa, since somebody who can do Tanufa must do Tanufa, so too somebody who can't do Tanufa must do the Tanufa. V'hainu de Rabbi Das, and that is exactly what Rabbi Das said. D'amar Rabbi Das, b'shamer Rabbi Elazar, d'amar d'vechad. B'shamer and Rabbi Elazar are concurring. My Rabbi Elazar, where which way do they agree? The Tanya, the Braisa that speaks about a Metzoira. The Torah says that a Metzoira, when he becomes healed, the Pasuk says, v'nosan akoy medama oshen, from the carbon oshen that the Metzoira brings, they have to put aboyin yodei minus. They have to put some of that blood on his right aboyin, on his right thumb, aboyin ragla hayimonis, and on his right toe, the large toe. Eile aboyin yad v'regel, and says the Braisa, if unfortunately this individual is missing those fingers, eile tara elamis, he can never become tahor. Divrei Rebbe Elazar, that is the opinion of Rebbe Elazar. Rav Shimon Eimer, Rav Shimon says, Yenechena al makaymai, put it on the spat where the thumb and the toe were supposed to be, for Yetzei, and that will be satisfactory. Yecham Eimerim, the Cham hold, Yeniach al small, he should put it on the left field, on the left hand, and the Yetzei, and he can fulfill the mitzvah. Both of them are obviously explained to Rishonim, holding that you don't have to fulfill the Pasuk as it says literally, that the Pasuk says the right thumb and the right toe. The Machloikis is, what is preferable in this unfortunate situation? Is the right side preferable, even though there isn't actually a thumb and a toe there? Or is the left side preferable, because a person who's missing the right thumb and the right toe, his left side is stronger? So we see that if you can't do it, the halacha is you're not judged according to Rebbe Elazar. The same thing according to Rebbe Shammai. If a nazir cannot fulfill his obligation to do tenufa, the nazir cannot fulfill his obligation to have a haircut, he can't fulfill it. Lishnei achri in Amrilei, there's a different version of what Rav says the Gemara. Amar Rav, not tenufa benazir makevis. According to this version, Rav's focus is not on the tenufa. Rav's focus is that the tenufa is makevis. Aliv the man, ask the Gemara, according to whom is Rav saying this? Ilei ma'aliv the Rebbe Elazar pshita. According to Rebbe Elazar, as we've been learning, all of the procedures are absolutely essential. Hama Rebbe Elazar, because we learned in our Mishnah at the beginning of our Gemara, the Rebbe Elazar's opinion is Lacha Maisa Kulam, that you have to go through the entire procedure. And if you don't go through that the entire procedure, then you can't complete your Naziris. Ella, it's going to leave with Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, Hati Yeshlamer. According to Rabbanan, we've been learning the Taglachas, which is something that's done actually to the Nazir himself. Amri Rabbanan, the Loi Makfa, that it's not absolutely essential. Tenufa, which is not done on the Nazir body himself, how can we say that it's Makif? Ask the Gemara, Umilay Makfa, can we suggest that according to the Rabbanon, Tenufa is not essential? The Tanya, the Raisa says, Zois Tyrus HaNazir, that all Nazirim should be treated equally, Bein Sheyesh Lekapayim, Bein Shailim Kaim, whether he has palm or doesn't. And this version, the Gemara is learning that just like a Nazir who doesn't have hands can never fulfill his mitzvah of Tenufa and he can never complete his Naziris, so too that a Nazir who has hands, the halacha is, would not be able to complete his Naziris. Why would the halacha be that a Nazir who doesn't have hands can't complete his Naziris without Tenufa? If we're learning that the Rabbanon, and I was saying that that's the opinion even according to Rabbanon, haven't the Rabbanon been saying throughout our shir that just bringing one carbon is enough? So the Rishonim explain, there's a famous rule established in Masechta Menachos, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. Kol haroi labila ein bila makeves ba, kol she'ein roi labila bila makeves ba. The Torah says something. The Torah tells us to do certain procedures. But even if the Torah tells us certain procedures, they're not all absolutely essential. But even though they're not absolutely all essential, they have to be able to be done. For example, Karban Mincha, the Torah says that all of the ingredients of the Karban Mincha have to be mixed. But if they're not mixed, it's fine. But if they're bought in a vessel which is too large to mix all the ingredients, then it's an issue. We don't have to mix it. It has to be able to be mixed. So here too, even though this Nazir, even though the Rabbanan have been telling us that only bringing a carbon is what's one carbon, Zrikas Adam of one carbon is absolutely essential, The halacha is that's when tanufa could have been done. But an individual who cannot do tanufa, then the tanufa is essential. And now, unlike the first version of our Gemara, in this version of the Gemara, we learn as follows. The tanufa by an individual who can't, unfortunately, do tanufa makes that he can never complete his naziris. And once we've learned that the tanufa is so essential by an individual who can, by an individual who can't do tanufa, so too becomes the halacha by an individual who can do tanufa. And the halacha is telling us that Rav is telling us that even according to the Rabbana, tanufa is ma'akif. So now we're learning that according to Rav, according to Rabbanon, tanufa is essential. Eloha de Tanya. That we've learned in the Brice, Zois Taurus and Avzer. Ben Shein Loisar. He has to take a haircut. And we're going to say that if we want to learn these Brices in a consistent fashion, we're going to say that that the taking of the haircut is essential. Hachanami de Ma'akva. But how can we say that? That the taglachas is absolutely essential. For Tanya, have we not learned in our shir the nozer memoirit, the nozer who doesn't have any hair, b'shamayimrim ain't tzaruch lahavital roisha, b'shilot tzaruch. According to Beis Hillel, he takes whatever he can, he puts a razor over his head, even though he doesn't have any hair to cut. So we see that the taglachas is not ma'akiv. Because this act of taglachas that Basil is telling us that we should do on this person who has no hair is really not an act of taglachas. And if we're going to say tanuf is ma'akif, we're going to also have to say that the taglachas ma'akif. So what are we going to say? That the taglachas is not ma'akif. And therefore what Basil is saying is, do whatever you can, because the taglachas is not ma'akif anyway. So the halacha is, that should be by tanufa as well. The tanufa is not ma'akif, and Beis Hillel will tell us, do whatever you can. And says the Gemara, Amar Vina, my tzorach Beis Hillel, there's a whole different explanation. Tzorach v'ein le'takana. It's not the way we've been learning till now. We're learning till now that Beis Hillel is saying, do whatever you can. This nozer who has no hair, do whatever you can, and we'll be fine enough. No. We're going to say that a nozer who doesn't have hair, Beis Hillel is going to hold, will not be able to do anything. And similarly, the nozer who doesn't have hand, just like the nozer who doesn't have hair, can't have aglachas and can't complete his naziris, so too will be the halacha by tanufa, that the halacha will be that the tanufa is ma'akif. And that will be according to the opinion of the Rabbanim. Answers the Gemara, L'bei Shammai, but according to Beis Shammai, yesh lo takana. So now we have a very interesting new explanation of the machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. According to this explanation, actually Beis Hillel is the machmer and Beis Shammai is the mekel. According to Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, do whatever you can. And according to Beis Hillel, the taglachas will not be used, since the taglachas is meaningless, Beis Hillel is going to hold that don't do anything. Pliga de Rabbadas, and that Nozer can't complete his Naziris. Says the Gemara, Pliga de Rabbadas. And this is just the opposite of what Rabbadas said. Because Rabbadas, when he explained the Machloikus of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, said according to Beis Hillel, the Nozer who has no hair, do whatever we can. And according to Beis Shammai, we can't do anything. According to this interpretation, it's just the opposite. The halacha will be that according to Beis Shammai, do whatever you can. And according to Beis Hillel, this nozer cannot be helped because the taglachas is ma'akev. And so too will be the halacha. And so too will be the halacha regarding every nozer. The taglachas, according to Beis Hillel, is ma'akev. We've learned that according to the opinion of the Rabbanan in the previous Mishnah, the halacha is, as soon as one carbon had Zrikas Adam, the nozer is allowed to cut his hair, allowed to drink wine. Says the Mishnah, Gila Chalazevach, one of the kabbonis of the nozer was brought, and he then cooked a haircut. And then, the Nimtz Apostle, And then the carbon turned out to be pasul. The Rishonim give many different examples. What does it mean that one of the kabbonis became pasul? One explanation is that the blood was spilled or became tamei or went out of the azara before the zrikas hadam. And as we've learned, the zrikas hadam is the most essential component in the kapara of a carbon. And here we won't be able to do zrikas hadam. And therefore, since we won't be able to do zrikas hadam, the carbon becomes pasul. If the carbon pasul, the taglachas that he did, the haircut that he did, turns out that he did that haircut before the carbon was brought. And even though the opinion of the Chacham and the opinion of Yehuda actually is that as long as one carbon is brought, he could do his taglachas. Here there wasn't one carbon wasn't brought. And therefore, if he did that taglachas, it's not a good taglachas. And says the Mishnah, Zvachav, the other kabbonis that the Nazir has to bring, but if he brought it, if he's bringing them after this disqualified taglachas, lo'olu, they're not going to be of any use. Because a carbon of a Nazir, in order for it to be effective, has to be brought in a time that he could have done a taglachas. Here, he can't do taglachas this day anymore, because he did a disqualified taglachas. He's going to have to wait till he'll be able to do a taglachas again. Since he's going to have to wait till he does a taglachas again, the carbon that's brought when he can't do a taglachas is not a qualified taglachas. And explain the Rishonim, the Kerenoyer, I mean, that even though we've learned in the previous Gemara that the opinion of the Rabbanan seems to be that taglachas is not absolutely essential, that's only by a Nazir who can't do a taglachas. But here, he can't do a taglachas because he did a taglachas before any... It turns out that he did a taglachas before any carbon that he could have brought was brought. And if he did taglachas before any carbon was brought, that's a disqualified taglachas. If a disqualified taglachas was done today, he can't bring his carbonus anymore. The Rishonim debate how much, Taisa says, how much time he would have to wait to be able to do a taglachas and also bring kabbonis. Most Rishonim of the opinion, he would need to wait 7 days for his hair to grow for 7 days. And then he should bring a carbon, do a taglachas. He could bring all the kabbonis and do taglachas. And then actually that we'll see is the preferable method. Because you bring all the kabbonis, then at least one carbon probably is good. And then your taglachas will have been good as well. But if in the case that we just learned in our Mishnah, where the taglachas became disqualified, and therefore you can't bring any more kabbonis today, besides needing to redo the carbon that was pasul, he should wait at least 7 days, or as I said, some Rishonim say he should wait 30 days. Gilach al chatas. He brought the karm chatas, but he brought the karm chatas shaloi l'shma. It was brought shaloi l'shem chatas. And the Mishnah, beginning with Sechta Zvachim, teaches us that a carbon chatas shabbat that was brought shaloi l'shma or was brought for somebody else, the loch is it's a pasul carbon. V'achkach, he brought that carbon shaloi l'shma. V'achkach, and then he took a haircut, heavy kabbonis, so he wants to bring the other kabbonis, the oil of shlomim, taglach de psula. Because since the chatas that he brought was a pasul carbon chatas, so it's like the first case of the Mishnah, and therefore, the taglachas that he did was a disqualified taglachas. The carbon that he brought was disqualified because a carbon chatas that's brought shaloi l'shma is pasul, and the taglachas that was done, therefore, after just that one carbon being brought is also pasul, and therefore he can't rely on that carbon, and not only must he redo that carbon, but he can't bring the other carbonus until, as we just said, 7 or 30 days. Gilach ala oila ala shlamim shaloi l'shma. But the Mishnah wants to differentiate between a carbon chatos, which was brought shaloi l'shma, versus a carbon oil or carbon shlamim that were brought shaloi l'shma. Because there the halacha by those kabbonis is that the carbon is a kosher carbon, el shaloi olu l'balim l'shem chayva. The owners won't get credit for that carbon. So if the carbon was brought, the carbon oil or carbon shlamim were brought shaloi l'shma, v'akach hevi kabbonosa l'shma, taglach t'psula. So Danakama says that his taglach is still possible. And therefore, Zvachav layaloloi, it'll be the same. That even though normally the Kabban Shlomim and Kabban Oila that are brought Shloila Shema are not completely disqualified, Tanakama holds by a Nazir it's different because he has to bring the Kabban Lashma. Rav Shimon Aymer, Oysa Zavach layaloloi. Rav Shimon's opinion is that since, as we just said, when a Kabban Oila or Kabban Shlomim are brought Shloila Shema, the halacha is that they're with the Evid, that they're kosher carbon, but they're kosher carbon. And therefore, even though the Nazir is going to have to rebring those kabanas, but the other kabanas that he brings, and the halach is that they are kosher, even though he did the taglachas after bringing the oil or shlom shlomishma. Says the Mishnah, vim gilach ashloshtem, if the Nazir waited, and as we said earlier, that's the smart thing to do. Wait to do the haircut until all three kabbanas were brought. And therefore, as long as nimtz echemem kosher, as long as one of the kabbanas are kosher, even if the two other ones are pasul, taglachta ksheira. Because as long as he had one kosher carbon, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is, that is enough for him to be able to have a taglachas. And therefore, that taglachas will be fine. And all he needs to do is Yavish Shvarazvachim. He just has to replace the carbonists that were disqualified, but he could finish his Naziris today because he has one kosher carbon. Then he had the taglachas, and all he needs to do is redo the carbonists that were apostle. So the Gemara explains the opinion of Rav Shimon that says that the oil or the shlomim were brought shloi lishma, and then the taglachas was done. Even though like olu lebalim shem chayva, it's still going to be enough that to make that the taglachas should be considered a kosher taglachas. Amar Rav Adbarahava zoyis ameris ksaver Shimon nazar shikilach al shalmin dava yotza. Because let's think about this. We keep on repeating that the carbon shlomim that was brought shloi l'shem balim, the carbon shlomim that was brought shloi l'shma, the halacha is that it's a kosher carbon el shloi olu lebalim shem chayva. What does that mean? What is the status of that carbon? The status of that carbon is that it's like Shalmei Nedava. It's not going to be considered the Shalmei Nazir, but it's going to be considered like a regular carbon Shlomim. And what Rav Shimon is teaching us in the Mishnah, says Rav Adbar Hava, that even if the Nazir just shaved his hair after a regular carbon Shlomim, not Shalmei Nazir, it's enough that he should be able to consider that taglachas as a kosher taglachas. Says the Gemara, my Tama, what is the basis of Rav Shimon's psak? Domakra, the Nasan Aisha Shatak Zav HaShlomim. The Torah, when it discusses this carbon Shlomim, says HaShlomim, the Loi Kosov HaShlomov. If the Torah would have said Shlomov, so that would mean it means specifically and only Shalmei Nazir. But the fact that the Torah uses the word Zevach HaShlomim means to teach us that any type of shlomim, zevach shlomim, any type of shlomim will be satisfactory, that it should be that taglachas that was brought after that carbon shlomim will be a kosher taglachas, and therefore he just is going to have to rebring the carbon shlomim, and then he could bring the other kabbanas and all finish his naziris on that very day.